Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researchers Ari Goretzky and Cameron Camp. Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So, you know, we're approaching that time of year, the end of 2011, and we start looking at what 2012 has in store for us. And one of the things that's always interesting is to, you know, take a look at the security landscape and see what we think might be some of the issues that we're going to be faced with in 2012. I guess your predictions, if you will. So, Ari, tell us a little bit what 2011 was for us and what that might bring for 2012.
2011 was, for lack of a better term, I think the year of the rootkit and more sophisticated technologies being deployed by malware authors. They've firmly established their ability to generate revenue, whether from putting fake antivirus programs onto your computer and tricking you into paying for them, or from stealing passwords to your bank, or using your computer to send spam. They're making money. And with that desire comes, of course, the greater desire to make even more and more money. So it's kind of become a battle of control for the computer. And these more invasive, harder to remove technologies are a lot of what we've seen over the preceding 12 months. What does that mean for the next year? I think it means that we're going to be seeing more of those technologies. There's going to be a larger desire to get their criminal claws into people's computers and find ways to profit from that. And because more people are switching to using, adopting technologies like smartphones, I think we can see some increase there as well.
So Cameron, I guess, what do you think will be the biggest challenge for us in 2012 that we'll have to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, I just want to quickly touch on what Ari said. And, you know, we're seeing the development of smartphones are really coming into their own in the year 2011. Before that, most people had a phone that they occasionally tinkered with. Now people rely on it, especially we've seen the street protests like the Occupy Wall Street and the similar type protests where the smartphone has really taken a center stage with tweeting and with frequent updates. That's going to continue throughout the new year. And as it continues and as it grows, more and more malware writers are going to focus on things like rootkits and other exploits for the handheld device. So I think we're going to see a lot of that next year. The second part is related to that, is that since these smartphones run Java-based applications, we're seeing a lot of activity and exploits in Java as well. So the handhelds have it all in terms of from a malware writer standpoint, and that's something people need to be on guard against.
You know, in 2011, we saw a lot of attacks on large corporations and banks. Do you think, I guess, the hacktivism, if you will, is going to continue in 2012 and possibly worsen?
I think 2011 was a real test case for hacktivism. Obviously, people have wanted to protest for lots of reasons for lots of years. It was the first time we saw with Occupy Wall Street and some others that the online component was a real sister to what was actually happening on the street. And it was moderately successful. Of course, not as successful as the organizers of the online efforts really planned, but it was good enough that it'll get tried again. I was just on a call. Somebody said, you know, how much malware is there out there for smartphones? There's enough, and it's morphing to the degree. That means people are interested and they're going to try it again. So in both cases, we're going to see more in 2012 because it worked well enough that they're dipping a toe in the water and they're going to come full force.
So Ari, one of your predictions that you posted to the ESET threat log was about an increased use of social networks' real-time search results for social engineering and black hat SEO. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Well, certainly. Well, everyone likes to stay current with what's going on, whether it's world news, entertainment, or whatever those rapidly trending pieces of news tidbits are that interest them. Malware authors have been aware of this for quite some time. So what they've taken to doing is creating networks of, I guess you'd call them ghosts, that push up the results in search engines of their sites that contain malware with those, whatever trending topics, news stories are, so that when you go and look for information about them in the search engine, what's returned in those organic search results is not the news you're looking for, but rather a piece of malware.
No, absolutely. And I know we've talked about that before, is something that people need to look, keep an eye out for. And it sounds like it's something they'll have to look for in 2012 as well. And Cameron, in one of your predictions on the blog, you mentioned this idea of a shadow industry. What is that exactly?
You know, the shadow industry is scary because it represents, I guess, an easy way to think about this is like your credit card, your credit report is to your credit, you know, to your transactions. There's a whole shadow industry brokering data back and forth, aggregating it, selling it, you know, doing various things with it. That's totally unregulated. And they're the ones that broker the deals with the social media sites, social networking sites. And they take your data, and once it enters sort of that shadow industry, it's packaged and resold, and you have very little control over that. And I think there's going to be a lot of backlash, and consumers are going to want protection and some safeguards on that data. It's your data. It's not their data, but right, you can do very little about it once your personal information gets out there on the internet, which is why we're so fanatical about the security. Once your data is out there, it's out there. And we hate the idea of it being packaged and resold without you knowing.
No, absolutely. So, Cameron, I guess as we wrap it up, what would be your one piece of advice that you would give listeners in 2012 if they were to do one thing to help protect themselves online? What would it be?
I think what I would tell people is keep it simple. Things like passwords. People use the same password across 15 sites. And if you see some of these hacking attempts, they'll get into one data store, they'll pull up a bunch of username and passwords, and they know that most people use it on 5, 6, 7, 8 sites, and they'll go to the next sites, and they'll have another breach and another breach and another breach based on something really simple that we know about. So find some way to manage and to remember all of your passwords. There's a lot of password remembering software. It's cheap, it's free in some cases. That'll do a lot.
And Ari, I guess what would you say to our listeners for 2012, one thing that they should do?
Well, we've talked a lot in the past about keeping your systems patched and up to date. That's largely an automatic process now. If it's not, you should make sure those systems are turned on. That really will go a great ways towards protecting you against threats. People are not always targeting the latest exploits. A lot of times these criminals will use old ones because they know people don't keep their systems patched. So making sure that copy of Windows is up to date, the applications that you frequently use, your web browser, your plugins are up to date will help protect you. That's one layer of defense. Of course, people still need to run security software. That's another layer. Last layer there is the human mind. So people just need to resist the impulse to click on things.
Well, Cameron, Ari, as always, thanks so much for giving us these tips and other information. You can actually read ESET's full list of 2012 predictions on the ESET threat blog at ESET.com. You can also like and follow ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.